南無妙法蓮華経。南無妙法蓮華経。Hi everybody, thanks for being here. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo, it's good to see you. I hope that this finds you in good health and secure. Short video, I just wanted to propose something to you. Two things, actually. Well, the first thing is, now that we've covered and I've done a whole, something like 45 podcasts about the Lotus Sutra, gone through every chapter of the Lotus Sutra and the innumerable meanings, as well as the closing sutra. Just go to the playlist and put Lotus Lectures in there, and all of those will come up. We've covered all of the Gosho, which I thought, I didn't know I'd get that done in my lifetime. So, we went through every single letter and discussed it all. So we're pretty well read into Nichiren's doctrine and the Lotus Sutra, what Shakyamuni's culminating teachings were about. So now we're going to start to branch out. And I thought as we branch out, I have a fear that not everyone listens to all the podcasts. Not everyone reads everything. This is life today in our modern era. We hodgepodge around. That's not bad in and of itself. A lot of what I've learned, taught myself about Buddhism entirely, as well as more specifically, has been because of hodgepodge, jumping around. Reading a sentence, for instance, in the Gosho, and picking up on a term I hadn't heard of, go look for it in the Lotus Sutra and go, okay, I see it again, but I don't understand what it is. So then I'll go look around, do some searches, search university libraries, search Google, search on, and find other sutras that I didn't know about. Either download them if they're available through academic circles or purchase a paperback through the world's largest library, right? Amazon. And so I've taught myself that way. But I think that works for those of us who are really dedicated to study. But if you're hodgepodging around because you're basically don't like study, and you just like being distracted by other things, the danger is if I start talking about this sutra or that sutra or the Diamond Sutra or the Heart Sutra or Lankavatara or whatever, a couple of things will create insights, which is good, that's what you want, and then you'll go merrily down that path and forget, unfortunately, that the ultimate path is the one we're on with your mandala, chanting Daimoku, opening your Buddha mind directly. This is the only teaching that does that. All of these others, however, are interesting because they can give us greater depth and greater insights into the things we already know conceptually. But all of Buddhism, and this is the thing I want you guys to remember as we go through these different sutras and books, is that you're going to hear certain concepts appear over and over and over. And what you're going to discover is that this sutra and that sutra and that sutra are all talking about different aspects, different facets of the same fountain. of the same thing, about the mind, about attitude, about intent, but they'll teach it differently. They'll teach it to different points of view, different experiences, because we're all different. And that's the benefit of study, because all of us are different, and our minds will click with certain information based to a certain mind that maybe didn't fully engage in all of our study of the Lotus Sutra and Nichiren's doctrines. So yeah, I want to read some Tendai. I want to read, if I can find anything of Dengyo's. Certainly I have several, the Mandamika from Nagarjuna. Also, a lot of what Nagarjuna taught was captured in the Perfection of Wisdom, which are before Nagarjuna. In fact, the Edward Kanzi's book, one of them, The Perfection of Wisdom in 8,000 Lines, we're going to discuss, probably comes from Gandhara area, Gandhari script, and other scripts. I can't remember all these terms, but that was a period of time, 100 years BC, where Gandhara became quite an active center for Buddhism. And prior to that, there's not a lot of written stuff. The main reason for that is that Buddhism, as you should know by now, was taught orally, right? And the tradition was to orally teach these teachings as a teaching and in verse, in a prose, kind of repetitive, kind of a rhythm, right? We know that from Gongyo. There are areas of Gongyo we learn really fast because they have this rhythm to them. And that's essential for memorization, right? Over hundreds of years. And they keep those accurate, because you if you don't sing them right, then it's obvious, right? So that the scholarship of Buddhism comes from that oral tradition and gets transcribed into all these different scripts, from Prakrit to Sanskrit to Pali to Gandhari and so many others, Chinese and on and on. And so around 100 years BC is when we see a lot of these things, these teachings, being committed to script. Scribes would be hired to transcribe, you know, the teaching. This is what I've heard. This is what I've heard, right? I've heard it because it's an oral teaching, and this is what it is. This is my recollection, and it's, you know, proofread, and everybody knows the oral teaching, so they can proofread it, and then they can start to record it. And in fact, it wasn't even like publishing today. It's like, okay, I got it. Let's publish it so everyone can read it. It wasn't like that. A lot of these things were written down and put into sacred, what do you call it? Just, not bowls. Come on, Sylvain. Just like really big flasks or jugs where these scripts were put in there and then sealed and buried. So it wasn't even to pass on to somebody else. It was an offering and this is a preoccupation of the oral teachings of Buddhism and many other cultural things of this nature, but certainly in Buddhism, to record the Dharma for future generations, that it not be lost. See, and we're in that kalpa of decrease, this generation, this era, this epoch of time where the teachings lose their scholarship, lose their spread. Less and less people know about it. So this is for us, the bodhisattvas of the earth, as Shakyamuni wrote thousands of years ago, it's up to us to make sure that the teaching doesn't die and that we copy, recite, share, promulgate the teaching across the entire world, Jambudvipa, right? So, what I want to do to keep ourselves focused on this as we start to read these other sutras, I've vacillated on this. I'm still not sure about it, but I think I want to do a weekly Gongyo with you guys. Now, I have a couple of hurdles. Number one is I can't afford the equipment and the services for an internet connection out here to the school, so that we can do it live streaming, on YouTube or Zoom. I don't even know how to use Zoom, but it's probably like Skype. It's probably like many other things of that nature, where I could turn the camera on like I'm talking to you right now, could turn around, and we could do Gongyo together. And perhaps even I could hear you in the background, because it would be live, so that you could help that rhythm, that prose that we recite. We have to breathe. I do. So if I'm alone and I'm chanting, and then I start the recitation and I take a breath, what are you guys supposed to do? Stumble all over each other and go, okay, wait till he takes his breath. And I might start over where I think I didn't say something accurately and get back into the rhythm. It's very arduous to keep something going unless we're all together in one communication mass and others can keep the recitation going while I take a breath, and then I can rejoin and you can take a breath. And that's how it normally works. When a sangha gets together, even two or just three people, it makes the recitation much more smooth. So instead, I think what I'll have to do is simply the day of, I'll record myself doing a moderately slow, kind of a medium gongyo, go through A, B, and C, and then the five meditations, all as one thing. That's an abbreviated gongyo, right? And I think two reasons I'd like to do that. One, to keep us focused, and for many of us, pronunciation, rhythm, where the double beats are, that kind of thing. It takes a while to work that out, especially in the center section. People have struggled with that, and there's lots of organizations that even have quit doing that. I don't want to get into that. Anyway, so A, B, and C, five meditations, and then a brief talk on one of these sutras as we slowly go through each of these books. I picked out five to start. We'll go into more later, hopefully. And that would be a fun thing to do. That kind of time usually is a weekend proposition for most people. And Saturday is a day when people usually now are free of their workaday jobs. So a lot of stuff gets done on Saturdays. Sunday, people were all pretty pooped. So something like this, that where you can just get re-energized with a gongyo and then a little bit of discussion. You can meditate on that event for the rest of the day. I think Sunday is probably the best day to do it. Okay, second concern is that because I don't have the money or the equipment to do the live thing, is that I'm going to do it the day of. I'll do it early in the morning, and I'll pre-record it, but it'll be a new one every week. You'll be able to tell by the dialogue. And my, gongyos vary. Some days, certain words and certain letters that just don't want to come out of your mouth. That's just the nature of training. So I'll pre-record it and post it right away. And that'll be as though we're doing Gongyo together. We will be. It'll just be pre-recorded for that day. And hopefully I'll get the financial fortune at some point. I don't know from where, but I think I've been wanting to do this a long time, and what's halted me is this pre-recorded idea. I wanted to be a genuine experience for you, okay? So at any rate, I'm thinking the once a week Gongyo with a short lecture is a format that I would really enjoy doing. And I think it would be beneficial for all of us to operate as a little tighter sangha. So we're all learning and reciting our gongyos as correctly as possible. And so I want your feedback. I'm not really good at doing polls and stuff, and YouTube has gotten rid of a lot of tools they used to have, and I have no idea how to make that happen on YouTube anymore. So I'll just rely on word of mouth, and you guys use the comments. Let me know your thoughts, and I'll listen to all of those. I'll read those comments, provided you give them to me. In other words, do it. And then I'll go from there. If I don't hear from you, then I'll just start doing it, and it'll be there. And I'll have another playlist that'll be just for, I don't know what to call it, Sunday Gangyo, or abbreviated Gangyo with a date, that kind of thing. Maybe it'll be an abbreviated Gangyo, a different format, picture, and it'll, what the subject line will be is the reading of the day, like what, you know, chapter one, perfection of wisdom, or something like that. I'll work it out. In the meantime, I appreciate you guys like I can't even describe. I'm so proud of you doing this practice, and I want to keep you inspired, and I want to keep you on the right path with Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. But I want to expand our knowledge base for all of us onto what these other sutras are about. A lot of people are asking for perfection of wisdom, a few of you. So if you want to hear, if you think it's got to be Diamond Sutra, or it's got to be, I don't know, pick one. You got to voice your opinion, or I'm just going to go, I think what I'm going to do, because I'm not getting a lot of response from you guys on this so far, is I've got these five picked out. I talked about it in the last video, and I think I'll do like a chapter, or you know, whatever reasonable amount of that chapter is from one, then the next week, then another one, and I'll cycle through all five, and slowly we'll go through all five at the same time. And I think that might even illustrate what I was saying earlier about the similarities from different directions of the same thing. I think that might be really a cool thing to do. So that's how I'm going to proceed. And until the next video, Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. Take care of your health. Be nice to yourself. Kind to others. And I look forward to this coming Sunday. All right? You take care of yourself, and I'll see you then. Bye for now. Namo Myoho Renge Kyo.